So risk being honest about what your body wants. There is no reason to lie about what our bodies want. No legitimate reason, I should have perhaps added here. And we'll be talking about some of those illegitimate reasons, what holds us back from being open and honest and honoring what our bodies are saying. Because honoring what our bodies are saying makes us feel happy. And this is no less so when it's about getting your own back. It's important to note this, given the conditions imposed on us under the terms of class. Defending our precious self makes you feel happy, makes your body feel appreciated. It does. If you have acquired, and perhaps not just then, but particularly when you have reacquired your true self. And again, our discussions with Alice Miller clarifies this terminology if it's unusual to your ear or unaccustomed, if you're unaccustomed to hear this language. Defending our precious self against someone's bad or duplicitous energy feels good. And the opposite we're going to be thinking about as well, perhaps next week, is what it does to your psyche. Because this is important for us to think about, because we're going to be working necessarily with a collective in a group. And hopefully everyone you work with, you trust. But there will be issues of trust, and there will be folks who are not honest, because this is a system that is going down viciously, and they will not spare any expense to interrupt what we're doing, stop what we're doing. It's going to be a challenge that we have to get ourselves prepared for. So that means we will find ourselves most likely surrounded by duplicitous energy, and that causes us to feel, particularly it did for Prince, confused. Perhaps less so for us, because Prince, it was something entirely new. He was so young when this started, because he was powerful, so very young. And did not have a chance to become politically aware of these tactics, because he was too immersed, I mean, until later in life, you know, obviously, because he was so immersed in just the music and figuring out what the hell they were doing to his body and who was doing it to him and why. So they kept him in a state of hellish confusion as a very young man. So we have to start understanding that our bodies are really sensitive instruments that feel when someone's not being honest, and we can't necessarily, first of all, consciously become aware of it and then process it until we've had these discussions and have made the tactic something that's part of our conscious awareness. So there's no reason to lie about what our bodies want. And Alice Miller has explained that expressing honest anger is restorative. Prince's song Sarah, which I'll probably try to post for next week, is a good example of this. It means that if you express anger, it means that you have no need to be the anger, to be violent. If we speak it, then our body has been heard. Another piece of Prince's strategy, we must feel happy, and we just mentioned this, but I'm going to explore it in more detail upcoming shows. We must feel happy to feel love. When we don't feel happy, that is a psychic emergency that takes priority as a basic survival question. Our body must address it first. And then these last ones. love women, make women happy, as if women are happy, the children can be happy.